Hi, everyone. So today we're going to be interviewing Mackenzie, who is originally from Texas but going to school in Arkansas. She's currently a senior in Arkansas. And Mackenzie, thank you so much for being here. Just so everyone knows, what are you studying in Arkansas? What is your major?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This year or for school, I'm studying public health, and then I have a double minor in human development and family sciences and medical humanities.
Oh, that's amazing. So this is kind of right along your path of what you want to do. So it's really nice that you took the time out of your busy life schedule to be here with us and just help us understand the patient perspective of what it feels like to have atopic dermatitis or eczema. So I'm going to jump into the questions. Can you tell us a little bit about when you got diagnosed with eczema and how it's affected your life in general?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with eczema, I believe, from birth, and I also have high anxiety levels on top of that. So it's really just been almost like a frustrating journey with eczema growing up, especially with school and that anxiety, just because when you are stressed all the time, you feel itchy all the time, and having eczema on top of that really just makes it even worse. And so I actually just grew up with that and going to the doctor over and over again, trying different medications that would work or didn't work. And actually, right now, I'm at, I think, one of the highest medications or highest steroid medications for eczema that they can give me.
Okay, and what medication, if you don't mind sharing, is that?
Yeah. So right now I have the Dupixent pen, and that's a steroid shot. And then I have another ointment. This is a bit hard to say, but triamcinolone acetonide ointment. And then I also have a hydrochloride tablets every night. And then I also have the Cordran tape.
Yeah, so you have multiple medications for your eczema, and that do you
Yes.
feel like that's hard to navigate in general?
I think in college it's a lot easier to navigate, but like beforehand at home, I think it was harder because I would go to the doctor so much and get so many more medications. But now that I'm older, I feel like I'm on like a more steady medication setting. Whereas before, I think I was on about like 6 to 10, and now I'm just down to 4.
Great. So you actually feel like you've cut down the amount of medications that you're on over time. And one of the things that we're talking about in this podcast series is just the barriers to kind of getting the diagnosis of eczema, which it sounds like you've had since you were a child. And so we'd really have to talk to your mom to see if she had any issues when you were little and figuring out exactly what your diagnosis was. But with your treatment protocol, do you feel like, as you've gotten older, you were able to kind of talk to the doctor more clearly about what's going on and how it affects you and the things that really bother you about your eczema, and if that's kind of helped you get to a better treatment regimen?
I think now that I'm older, I have a better understanding of what works better. So I know that at one point I was on a bunch of like oral medications, and those weren't helping as much as opposed to like medicated ointments versus medicated creams. And so even just having like my preferences of what I think works best makes it easier for me to communicate that in the doctor's office. Otherwise, I feel like I may or may not just leave with random medications that don't actually contribute to anything.
Yep, that makes sense. And the one of the medications that you said that you're on, the Dupixent, is a biologic treatment actually. So it's actually not a steroid medication, which is good because steroid medications, especially injectable steroids, can have a lot of negative side effects. So we really try to stay away from those in the oral and injectable forms for eczema, but we use a lot of topical steroids. But I wanted to know, did you have a really hard time getting that medication? Or did you feel like that process was easy, or how did that go for you? Because it is kind of a specialized medication.
Yeah, so I originally would go back and forth between Texas and Arkansas every 2 weeks to go get that administered. And at that moment, I was on a trial approval. And then it was finally approved by insurance and the RX pharmacy, I believe, that I could have it shipped to Arkansas. For the first, I want to say, first few sessions because it's administered every 2 weeks, and then each package they give you about 2 to 4 syringes. That was easy to work with. They taught me how to administer that on myself, or what that looked like if someone was helping me. They gave me a biohazard can, and then I also have like a mini fridge to go with it because it needs to stay refrigerated at all times. But then we switched insurances, and then that made it just a bit harder because then I now was having it shipped directly to Arkansas rather than Texas. And then that, I think, delayed it to about 2 to 3 months. So then I had to go back and forth again between Texas and Arkansas to have that administered, which is just stressful because at Arkansas, I'm a student, I have a job, and I also have an internship. And so there's not necessarily time to go back and forth. But it was a lot of silence almost in terms of having that shipped here when having to almost reapply for it, because I had applied for it in the beginning and I don't necessarily know what happened right then. But there was just a lot of people to talk to who kept sending me to more people to talk to about the same medication process that I had already technically been in. So that was almost a bit confusing, just because I thought I had already been signed up and applied to the program in the beginning, but then had to reapply again through, like, I want to say, like, over 5 different organizations, not including my insurance.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, the insurance process and the people that you need to talk to and the support that you ideally would need sometimes, and especially when you switch insurances, that can be really, really hard to navigate. But it sounds like you didn't have a huge gap in your therapy. Were you getting samples in between, or were you able to get the medication, or did you have to go off of the medication for a little while in between?
I believe over Christmas break, I had to go off the medication for a while, and then I went back to the samples in the beginning of the school year.
Okay. But you've noticed a huge improvement with your eczema the treatment?
Yes, I have.
That's great. And before you were getting it administered in the doctor's office, but now it's actually approved for self-injection. So now you're doing it yourself at school. Or are you still having somebody else inject it for you?
I'm doing it myself at school.
Great. Okay. Awesome. And one of the things that we were talking about in this series is when we have pigment in our skin, there can also be issues with eczema where you can have like darker pigmentation or lighter pigmentation associated with, you know, the areas that you're affected with your eczema. I don't know, did you experience any of those issues? Has that been something that you've had to deal with?
Yes, actually, I remember in high school, for prom, I had really bad eczema on my arms, and I would just scratch my arms all the time, even though I would try so hard not to, and my dress was sleeveless, and so I just remember even being so self-conscious about that because it was so visible, even though, like, no one else had noticed it, but for me, it was so visible, and it was so, like, stressful almost because I didn't want it to be, like, shown, even though it was just a prom dress and it wouldn't show up in pictures, or even in areas where I'm like the most itchiest, like the back of my neck, I have a darker area right there. And then I also, in addition to darkened areas, some of my medication, like the ointment I mentioned earlier, I believe one of the side effects is potential lightening of the skin or darkening of the skin depending on sunlight. So on top of that, I also have to be wary of how long I'm in the sun and constantly packing sunscreen with me and covering those certain areas where I do have eczema too.
Yeah. And do you feel like when you go to the doctor, those concerns are addressed? Do you feel like you've had good resolution of the darkening or the lighter areas? And do you feel like when you go in that they're able to provide some kind of treatment options for that?
Yes, I actually switched to a Black female doctor, Dr. Carter, and she has been very helpful in just like helping me find lotions or medications or just different options and solutions to preventing skin discoloration, especially since I'm in college and I'm often outside, just giving me those solutions so that I don't have to necessarily like restrict myself all the time when it comes to skin discoloration.
Okay, interesting. And so finding a physician that you felt like you could maybe communicate with more easily and kind of understood your concerns a little bit better, how did you make that decision to kind of find somebody that might be able to help you with those concerns? Or was that like an active thought process when you were finding, like you said, like a female Black physician to help treat your condition?
I believe my mom always tried to find a Black female physician, whether it comes to like my general physician, dermatology, or anything of the sort, just because they would be able to recognize all of those high risk factors. But I know that she also searches for 100 recommendations for a doctor, even like despite whatever ethnicity or race or gender they are, just because that also contributes to a lot of how well they treat you or what their treatment may look like.
Yeah. And have you ever experienced the feeling of being heard or not being understood by a physician based on those kind of factors, like the color of your skin or anything like that?
Yeah, I feel like, especially with eczema, if you don't have it, it's really hard to understand how frustrating eczema is, just because I feel like it just sounds like, oh yeah, you are very itchy and we'll just give you like a regular topical cream and it'll be fine. But especially like in your day-to-day life, when you do have eczema and you have stress or random things that you're encountering that may like trigger those target areas, it just makes it feel as if what you're explaining doesn't necessarily ever encapture what you feel, which makes it extremely hard to communicate when you're in the doctor's office and they may or may not hand you the same topical medication that you've been given for the past however many years, or hand you treatments that don't necessarily work for your skin color, like certain medications that do have a lot of skin discoloration, where I have a darker pigment, but on people with a lighter pigment, it wouldn't necessarily have those same effects.
Yeah, so you felt like you were able to voice those concerns, and somebody that understood, just being in that same space for their life, they were able to kind of understand your concerns more easily.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah. And I personally suffer from eczema, so I completely understand where you're coming from. And just that feeling of everyone's looking at that one spot that you have eczema where, you know, no one really is. And, you know, and then also like stress and anxiety and how that can play into your symptoms and just make you feel that much worse. So I absolutely understand all of your concerns in that area too. And I guess thank you for providing such helpful answers to all these questions, because I think it's really nice for physicians and other patients to hear how you've kind of navigated your condition.
Yeah.
I want to know, is there anything else that you want to share? Because you're so, like I said, this public health and all of this stuff is like really where you're aiming to be for the rest of your life. And is there anything else that while you have, you know, the opportunity today to kind of tell other patients, other physicians about things that you wish like everyone would understand besides everything that you've already shared?
I would maybe say when treating patients for eczema, not to only look at medication options, but to also look at different, I believe, like holistic options for them as well, just because it's not just medication that does help or treat eczema. It's really just a whole rounded factor, because like you said, everything else can help like trigger those eczema spots and make it even worse. And so just even looking at it from treating it from not just medical solutions, but also like whether or not a patient may need to go to therapy, or what their exercise or eating habits look like, or even just what kind of temperature showers they're taking, whether that's hot or cold showers, and that also has an effect on it. And then if they are treating patients of color, like even looking at the medications that they're prescribing to them and seeing if those do have skin discoloration effects on that, and if they do, even looking to help provide them different lotions that may combat those different effects on them. But yeah, or even finding ways to help their patients communicate how they feel about their eczema to them, I know that as a high schooler stressing about eczema for prom, that probably sounded so dumb for me to communicate that to a doctor, but my physician understood, like, this is a teenage girl who may be self-conscious about her arms and doesn't want to have to worry about that on prom, which at the time was such a big deal, but looking back, it's not. But even having a physician that truly cared about helping me in that area and making sure that I felt comfortable in my skin for that one moment.
Oh, absolutely. And you telling me that story, never for a second did I say, oh my gosh, why was she worried about that? I absolutely understood why you were worried about that. And I think it would be okay for anybody to be worried about that. I mean, I have people that are getting married that are worried mm-hmm. about things like that. And yeah. any kind of big life event where you want to feel your best, it's really hard to have something, to have a condition that might not make you feel your best. So even today, I would say that your story, you don't need to feel like it's diminish it. It was a big deal. And I'm glad that you brought it up to your doctor. And I'm glad that your doctor was understanding. And I hope that other patients have that similar experience. For your insurance issues, is there a message that you could share with physicians on how you wish that your doctor might have been able to help you, or the office might have been able to help you navigate that more easily, or even a message to insurance providers on what you wish would have been different?
Yeah, in my opinion, insurance is hard. It's very difficult to understand. And I'm studying a whole bunch about insurance in my classes right now, and I'm just now understanding it. But I would say for physicians or even patients, I wish that physicians would offer some form of insurance support system almost, where they help their patients understand what insurance basically, what it's supposed to do for you, how it is supposed to help you, and also just how to navigate insurance itself, especially with specialty prescription, because I didn't really understand that a bit more until I got to college, and my classes are just now helping me understand how to communicate with that, who to call. Because they really just give you, especially with specialty medication, an RX card. And it's only a few numbers. And then you call the number and then they send you to 5 other people. But even then, that is probably harder for 100 other people, or they may not even have the card for who to call. So even just having maybe a person that is in between that the physician may or may not have that can help their patients navigate who they're supposed to call and what they're even supposed to say, because I remember even getting questions about a bunch of different numbers that I had never heard of that I was supposed to have that was attached to, like, my patient portal. But yeah, just having someone help patients navigate insurance as a whole for specialty medication, because I know that just gets so confusing.
Yeah. And you're a senior in college and studying public health, and you're very knowledgeable in general about everything. But imagine either not speaking the language or not having the educational background that you have. All of those things get amplified and even harder to navigate. So, yes. Thank you so much, Mackenzie, for being available and providing us so much more insight into the patient experience of what it feels like to have atopic dermatitis. We really appreciate your time and just for you being so open. And good luck with your future journey in public health. I know you're going to be doing something really amazing very shortly.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk about this. Thank you.